Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Tame the Bull. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's absolutely crucial for men, prioritizing sleep for better mental health. Ever wake up feeling like you dragged a boulder through mud just to get out of bed? You know, that foggy brain, short temper, everything feels 10 times harder? Yeah, that's sleep deprivation whispering in your ear. And trust me, it's not your friend. We're constantly bombarded with messages about hustle culture, pushing ourselves to the limit. But here's the thing. Sometimes, the best move is hitting the pause button and taking care of the most basic human needs. Sleep. First things first, let's get real about why sleep matters. It's not just about feeling rested. It's foundational to our mental well-being. Think of sleep as your brain's nightly reset button. It's when those little neural connections get strengthened, memories are consolidated, and emotions are processed. When you consistently skimp on sleep, you're basically running your mental game on low power. You become more irritable, more prone to anxiety and stress, and making sound decisions? Forget about it. Now, I know what you're thinking, Leo, life's busy, I don't have time for 8 hours of shut-eye. And that's where we get strategic. It's not always about the duration, it's about the quality. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize sleep and level up your mental game. 1. Routine is your secret weapon. Imagine a well-oiled machine. That's what a consistent sleep schedule does for your body. Go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle and makes falling asleep easier. Think of it like training your brain to say, "Hey, it's bedtime." 2. Wind down like a pro. Ever scroll through social media right before bed? Yeah, not helping. That blue light from your devices messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells your body it's time for sleep. Aim to unplug at least an hour before bed and opt for relaxing activities like taking a warm bath, reading a book, or listening to some calming music. Think of it as giving your brain a gentle cue to start winding down. 3. Optimize your sleep sanctuary. Your bedroom should be a haven for sleep, dark, cool, and quiet. Make sure your bed is comfortable and invest in blackout curtains if streetlights are keeping you up at night. And yeah, let's talk about temperature. Most people sleep best in a slightly cooler room, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. 4. Diet matters. What you eat can affect your sleep, too. Avoid heavy meals and caffeine close to bedtime. Instead, opt for light snacks like a handful of almonds or a banana if you're feeling hungry before bed. And stay hydrated throughout the day, but try not to guzzle water right before bed. 5. Exercise regularly. Physical activity can promote better sleep, but avoid intense workouts too close to bedtime. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week. Think of it as giving your body a chance to release energy and unwind naturally. Okay. Let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation tomorrow at work. You're already feeling stressed, right? But instead of prioritizing sleep, you pull an all-nighter cramming and stressing, hoping you can get through it on pure adrenaline. Well, guess what? The next day, you're dragging your feet, your brain is foggy, and you forget half the things you prepared. Not exactly the power move you were aiming for, right? That's sleep deprivation in action. Robbing you of focus, clarity, and confidence when you need it most. Prioritizing sleep would have been a far more effective strategy. Think about it. A well-rested mind is a sharper, more resilient mind. It's capable of handling pressure, making decisions with clarity, and even coming up with creative solutions when things get tough. So, remember this. Taking care of your mental health means taking care of your sleep. It's an investment in yourself, a gift that keeps on giving. Now, go out there and make some sleep-powered magic happen. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little sleep wisdom. Also, leave us a review. It helps others find the show and keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep taming that bull.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.